I think that we have made progress, and I think that the role of the Ministry of Health has been extremely important of the government of Haiti with the support of the international community. So if we compare the figures we have this year, 15,000 new cases as of last month, and we compare this with the last years, there is certainly an important decrease in the number of cases, which doesn't mean that the problem is solved. We need to continue with our work in terms of, first of all, be able to respond to any emergency, because people sick should be treated. Prevention and care are extremely important. Vaccination is important, but mostly more important is water and sanitation. This is the key to eliminate cholera.
It's been already 5 years since the outbreak, and you have mentioned that a solution for it will take a longer time. There's been a substantial national and international effort. How do you envision what would be required to finally wipe out cholera from Haiti?
Well, if we compare, in the 90s we had an outbreak of cholera in the region. It started in Peru. It took almost 10 years to eliminate cholera in a region. But at that time, during the 90s, the coverage of water and sanitation in those countries in Latin America, the 20 countries that were affected, those countries have a coverage of water and sanitation and health of over 80% of the population. Haiti has a third of that. So we need to do a robust, let's say, investment in water, sanitation, and health. And this takes time. So in the first period, we have to be able to treat the cases, the emergency response, and we can control and save life. But what is really important is to have the infrastructure and water, sanitation in particular.
Your mandate was primarily based on coordination, advocacy, and resource mobilization.
Yeah.
There were three key pillars of your mandate. What progress do you consider has been made in these three areas?
The first thing is we have established a high-level committee between the government of Haiti and the United Nations. The Prime Minister of Haiti and the Secretary General signed an agreement to establish a high-level committee to deal with the cholera outbreak. This has been established. Second thing we have been able to establish also internally in the UN, a UN steering committee chaired by the Deputy Secretary General and encompass all the principles of the whole UN system dealing with the cholera response in Haiti. And we have also established a working group at all levels with all the funds and programs and departments involved. And I think that this structure is in place and will continue to be, in my view, the most important mechanism we have to deal with the response and the long-term solutions.
At some points, you have recently mentioned the need of not forgetting the situation in Haiti and that there's been some other crises around the world and how those crises have diverted the attention from the cholera situation in the country. And you were mentioning as well the situation of humanitarian funding and development funding. How would you describe the current situation of funding for the Haiti cholera response?
Well, there's no doubt that we have different crises around the world. We have the earthquake in Nepal. We have the situation in Iraq or in Somalia. And I think that my work in terms of advocacy has been to raise awareness. Cholera in Haiti is still there and needs support. Any country with 30,000 new cases of cholera will declare this as an emergency. In terms of resources, I think we have been able to mobilize for the national plan to eliminate cholera in Haiti. Our estimate figures is more than $500 million. And I think this is the most important investment we have ever been able to mobilize for Haiti. And I think this is not the total amount of resources. We need to raise more than $2 billion, but it's a 10-year plan. And I think that as of now, well, we have almost 20% of this fund committed, at least.
You were mentioning at some point that as part of all the entire strategy to fight cholera, its vaccinations are present. How effective are vaccination campaigns in the fight against the disease, and is there one plan for this particular year?
Yes. For this year, the plan is to vaccinate 300,000 people. Last year, we were able to vaccinate 200,000 people, and in previous year, another 100,000 people. So in total, we will be able to vaccinate roughly about 600,000 people. I think that vaccination is not the solution, but it can help to prevent further cases of cholera, but more important, it would save life.
In terms of international staff working directly with their Haitian counterparts to tackle the disease, is there still international presence helping Haiti to tackle the epidemic?
Of course. I mean, we have the United Nations. It is the whole UN country team involved. It's the mission, but more important is the government and also international organizations and bilaterals. I would like, for example, to mention the work of the Cuban doctors in Haiti. They have done a remarkable work. I think that we have also to mention Médecins Sans Frontières. We have a group of partners, and in my recent visit in Haiti, I met with all of them.
Mr. Medrano, if you had one message for the government and the people of Haiti, what would it be?
What I would suggest is to have water and sanitation as a national priority. Water and sanitation are important not only because of cholera. It helps the economy, nutrition, education. It's the backbone of any economy, any society. But I would also like to convey a message for the international community. I think that we need to help to strengthen the national capacity of the government.